Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Welcome to our Discover Mansfield podcast. And today we are at the Village at Willow Crossings in Mansfield, Massachusetts. And joining us today is Jess Harris, Traditional Care Director. Welcome, Jess.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are so happy to be here as well, and we're so happy to meet with you and just learn all about your facility and the exciting opportunities that you have for people in the community. So I really would like to start by asking you to share with our listeners what Benchmark Senior Living is all about.
Sure, absolutely. So Benchmark is a company consisting of over 60 communities. And they provide an array of care and services to residents of our senior population. Here at Willow Crossings, we have 64 independent cottages and 103 apartments in the lodge for our traditional and memory care neighborhoods.
That's really wonderful. And I know that you do have the facilities all over, I think, the East Coast. Is that correct? All over the area. And it's just great that you have the memory care division, because that seems to be something that is, there seems to be a growing need for that. And it also seems like you have the ability to segue your residents from various stages in their lives. So they come in one stage and you're able to help them throughout many stages of their lives.
Exactly. And it is the continuum of care that really kind of makes us stand out amongst the other senior living and assisted living communities. Yes.
Yes. And your campus is beautiful and your facility is beautiful. And we would really love to learn more about Benchmark Senior Living's motto, to transform lives through human connections. Can you share how this motto is carried out in all of what you do at the Village at Willow Crossing in Mansfield?
I would be most happy to. Our goal and our passion is to meet our residents right where they are and connect them to people, their interests, and the things that matter most to them at every stage of their life. I do have an example of one of our residents. He's a veteran, and he's been making beads for over 60 years. And he gives these beads, keychains, earrings, or bracelets for every single person he meets. He makes a bead. He even hosts classes to teach other residents and our staff how to make them as well. Literally, he and his bead making, it's just a part of who we are. And that's an example of how we really like to connect that human relationship.
Yeah, and that sounds really wonderful, because that human relationship really is fostered by an environment that's creative, that's beautiful, where you have the sunlight coming in, where people are happy, your staff is happy, gracious. There's a culture of people that are positive, and that really blends into the residential community, where people feel positive themselves and they want to give of themselves. And that story is really lovely. And I'm sure that's one of numerous stories that you must have with all of the residents that you have there, just really feeling comfortable enough and inspired to be there, be themselves, and really bring out the best of who they are through their creativity.
That is exactly what we do.
Yeah, that's really, really great. And it's our understanding that the Village at Mansfield Crossings offers a wide range of award-winning care on its 20-acre campus. What does that care include exactly?
Well, we do provide an array of different care. The care provided is not in the cottages, the independent cottages, rather in the lodge. And there are actually specifically 5 different levels of care. So we can simply turn down a resident's bed at night for them, or we can provide full care and assistance, even hospice and end-of-life care. We provide assistance with medications, We also have nursing and care staff on site 24/7, including some nursing on call at times as well.
That's great. And when you talk about the full continuum of care, it's really an opportunity for people to stay in one place where they feel that it is definitely home. And I think especially as everyone gets older, it's nice to have a place where you feel that is home. It's a permanent place for you to enjoy your life and to be able to stay and get the care you need as you transition into different facets of your journey. It really is very comforting. And I imagine that it really creates a family environment, a family atmosphere for many of your patients who have been there for a long time and who have gotten to know the staff. And I think also for the staff, it must be really nice to be able to be part of the residents' lives as they segue through their journeys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the core values of your organization. We're really interested in learning about those and would love to share those with our listeners.
Sure. So we have our core values. They are call to care, better together, and to be the benchmark.
And to be the benchmark really ties into that whole transformation where you're transforming lives through human connections, and living and breathing that every day is a wonderful thing to ask your team members to do. I know that you're in the process of really looking to recruit new team members, new employees to work at the Village at Mansfield Crossing. And when you're thinking about these new candidates, what is most important to you when seeking employees to work at your organization?
The most important thing I would say is heart, a caregiver's heart. Values and character, you know, they just can't be taught. We can teach you the skills for the different jobs that we have here available, but you absolutely have to have the heart.
Yeah, there's no question that that is the most important thing. And I agree with you that if somebody comes to you with their own set of strong core values and integrity, that you can teach them the various skills that you have at the organization to execute them while they're working, but they really need that strong foundation, especially in such a wonderful place, such as the Village at Willow Crossing. Let's talk a little bit about the Village at Willow Crossing and its employment opportunities. We understand that you're currently hiring for new positions. What are those positions that you're currently seeking to fill?
So currently we are looking for resident care assistants, and for that position, you just have to be either a CNA, certified nurse assistant, or a home health aide, HHA, and we're looking for the first and second shifts for the resident care assistant. We are also looking for some dining room servers, dishwasher, and part-time nurses, LPNs or RNs. And lastly, currently we're looking for a housekeeping supervisor as well.
Great. And what are the hours? If you can just kind of go through those positions again, and then when you say first and second shift, just so that our listeners know and get clarity on what are the hours for first shift, what are the hours for second shift, and then what are the time, you know, the times for the other positions, so that for some of them, if they are managing numerous positions, they know whether or not they're going to be able to apply for your openings.
Sure, absolutely. So for the resident care assistant, the first shift is a 6A to a 2P shift. The second shift is a 2P to 10P. The dining room servers, mainly we are looking for the day shift, and that shift would be a 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. shift. The dishwasher is a per diem. So usually the dishwasher would work a 6 to 8 hour shift, depending on what the needs are at the time. The part-time nurses, we're looking for a few overnights, which would be 11P to 7A. And then we're also looking for Sunday and Monday coverage during the day. So that would look like 7A to 3P. And the housekeeping supervisor is a 40-hour week position, and it, usually the housekeeping supervisor starts at 8 a.m. and leaves around 4 p.m.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It seems like you have a great variety of times for these positions where people can really consider them based on their circumstances. The one that you mentioned from 9 to 3, it reminded me of what we used to call working mother hours. You know, it's like the perfect position for mothers that have children in school and want to have that life balance. So these sound like excellent opportunities for the community members to consider. How would they apply if they're interested in any of these opening positions, and or how would they get more information on them, Jess, if they're interested but they just want more information? What would they do, and then how would you recommend that they apply for these positions?
I would recommend, it's always nice to meet folks in person, and we have, and basically we call it the open door policy, where if you were to come and apply for one of the positions, the front desk will page the supervisor available, and we would come and meet you in person, give you a tour. That is the best way. That's our favorite way. But not everybody has time for all of that, so we are flexible. And you can also go on Indeed.com or CareerBuilder.com and just search for the Village at Willow Crossings.
That's wonderful. Is there anything else that you would like to add as you think about you're really speaking to the folks out there who could potentially be candidates for this position? What would you like to say to them? If you could just say whatever you'd like, what would you like to say to them to encourage them to apply to these positions? I mean, certainly your campus is beautiful. You've got a gorgeous 20-acre campus. You're affiliated with a magnificent network through Benchmark Living. You've got just great care, wonderful reputation. Besides that, over and above all of that, what are some of the things that you would say, you know, you should really apply for these positions, because what would that be?
I would say we are a busy place, of course, but we're so much fun, and we really are genuinely friendly. We're more like a family than anything. You know, it's not always easy. We are people taking care of people. I've been here for almost 13 years, and I want to retire here. I feel so rewarded. It's not just a job. It's a family. It's just a wonderful place. You feel so rewarded and purposeful, you know, at the end of the day. It's a great place to work.
Well, that is wonderful, and a wonderful testimony as to why people should absolutely consider applying for these positions. There is nothing that can really replace or stand up to the value of having a warm family environment in the workplace. And for all of what you've described today, we're really hoping that you will get some wonderful applicants from the Mansfield community and perhaps beyond, of candidates that not only have all of the wonderful attributes that you spoke of, integrity, really great core values individually, positive people with great spirit, but also who really want to be in an environment where they're truly valued and have that lovely community of a family. And also, as you said, the most important thing is that they have heart. Jess, we thank you so much for taking the time to participate in today's podcast, for taking the time to share these great opportunities with our Mansfield community. And we wish you the best of luck as you fill them.
Thank you so very much. It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to hearing from some wonderful applicants to join our team.
Well, thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.